Hey there, this is Russ Turley from runninginflipflops.com with my, it's November 6th post for National Podcast Post Month, and just got done watching The Walking Dead, and I have to say that was one of the grossest episodes. I mean, I recommended Walking Dead to a coworker, and he couldn't believe that I said he should watch it. He was just grossed out by the whole thing. And so I'm guessing he didn't see the swimmer. They called it the swimming, the swimming zombie get pulled in half. That was exceedingly gross. And, I rewound that one a couple times just to watch that. That was beautiful. But also Revelation, they had this, the people having sex on Walking Dead now. Glenn, I'm glad Glenn is getting some. That's a good deal. And by the way, in reverse here, in back in time, spoiler alerts. And I can't believe the sheriff's wife's pregnant, and it's obviously the deputy guy's, the friend's baby. So it's getting good. It's interesting that the show is kind of all taking place, a lot of it in one location. I heard that there was a reduction in budget. So it looks like, you know, they're not going to the CDC and to the city and this place and that place. They're sticking to the country so far. You know, inside of one pharmacy, an abandoned house. I mean, it's really very... Everything's very rural. One of my things when you see an independent movie or film or TV show, something very low budget, something on the internet, whenever you get something out in the woods or in the desert, you know, low budget. I remember watching, King Solomon's Mines I can't remember the name, main character of that. But the first episode, the first 5 minutes of the movie that I saw, it was a guy riding a horse in against a hill, you know, in a kind of a deserty scene. It's like, okay, we get it. It's cheap. It's a guy, you're paying a guy to ride a horse. But The Walking Dead's feeling a little bit like that, but then it got redeemed. It was totally redeemed by the swimming zombie. So that's going to be it for today. Day 6, and seriously, my clock says 12:05. Look.